Success Intelligence. Essential lessons and practices from the world's leading coaching program on authentic success. Author, Robert Holden. How much success is enough? We live in a success culture. Many people pursue success as a primary goal in life and are often obsessed with it. People crave success because they hope it will deliver salvation from the ego's self-attack. The egocentric craving for success is becoming a disease. So talking about success intelligence emphasizes the need to think wisely about success. People are chasing success, but they have no real vision of what it really is. The more successes they achieve, the more they begin to wonder about the nature of true success. The primary task, then, is to create a vision for success. One that engages your whole being. Vision is what helps you discover the truth about success. Vision is, then, the first key to success intelligence. Manic society. The convenience economy is booming as we attempt to go faster, or rather, as we attempt to keep up. In the supermarkets, you'll find a new kind of tea bag for sale. The quick-releasing flavor kind, with the added extra of powdered skim milk already inserted inside the tea bag. The pace of life for many of us has accelerated past fast to manic. The word manic is derived from mania, which is a psychology term for an absence of intelligence, a type of madness, a mood disorder characterized by a variety of symptoms, including extreme motor activity, impulsiveness, and excessively rapid thought and speech. In the manic society, we propel ourselves so fast that we often exceed the speed limits of intelligence and common sense. Speed certainly can be a criterion for success, but it's not the only one. In the world's biggest companies, you can see how the obsessive need to be first in the market has almost bankrupted them. Many ambitious entrepreneurs' obsessions with quick profits and fast results has cost them their health, their money, and their happiness. A particular concern is how our relationships suffer in the manic society. Our frantic schedules cause us to skim across the surface of each other's lives without ever really connecting. We excel at shorthand relationships in which we get each other's abridged headline news, but miss out on any intimate heart-to-heart exchanges. The pressure to work harder is relentless, and we often end up emotionally unavailable and socially isolated. A pit stop. In the manic society, we live our lives fast, but we do not always live them well. There is no stopping. We are afraid to stop because we're afraid of losing time and falling behind. We suffer from an appalling sense of inner poverty. When we don't stop, we forget what is important. We forget who we are. We forget that there are other options. And we forget what life really is for. Cultivating the regular habits of stopping is an essential skill for being successful and staying sane in the manic society. If we never stop, we end up skimming the surface of life. Our time disappears, and we miss the richness, depth, and texture of each occasion. Stopping for a few minutes a day is a way to connect again to your vision and your purpose. A pit stop can take many forms. A coaching session can be a pit stop. Meditation can be a pit stop. So too can a lunch break, an inspiring book, a game of golf, and time with friends. Stopping can help us remember our vision, connect more deeply to our wisdom, and make us more open and available to inspiration. The success contract. It's a legally binding document in the sense that it has many laws to which you consent and that you make real. These laws are your conditions of success. Search your mind for internal laws and rules you believe you must comply with if you are to enjoy success. 1. The deserving law. The world is full of talented people searching for a lucky break. Full of intelligent people whose genius needs recognition. Full of good-hearted people who surely deserve success. No matter how intelligent, talented, or committed you may be, it is your sense of worthiness that ultimately supports your success. 2. The work ethic. The work ethic is a philosophy that dictates that success is a byproduct of blood, sweat, and toil. According to the work ethic, success must, can only, and only ever does, happen through labor and hard work. If you are not experiencing success, the work ethic would advise more efforts. 3. The pain permit. Some success contracts carry a pain permit, which dictates that a person can only purchase success with pain tokens. If so, you may have written pain into your success contract. Some people seem to attract a heavy load of struggle, setbacks, and misfortune. Their projects always hit a wall and their relationships are complicated. They often have a blind spot where the easy option lies. 4. Hidden cost. People who believe that success has to have a cost also believe in the law, there is no such thing as a free lunch. To them, everything is a negotiation, a deal, a transaction. Nothing just is. There are no unconditional moments. There are no gifts. They find it difficult to accept success, happiness, and love because they believe all good things carry an invoice that has to be paid eventually. They are often afraid to succeed too much because they believe the price will be too high. 5. The sacrifice demand. Everyday people make sacrifices for their success. People are permanently busy chasing money, doing the deal, and putting in the hours. We routinely sacrifice our relationships, our families, our values, and our health for success. The truth is that success requires you to sacrifice what is not important for what is. If your idea of success leads you to sacrifice what you most value, surely it is not a true success. 6. The perfection order. Some success contracts have a precisely worded perfection order, which states that a person is entitled to large amounts of success if he or she agrees never to make a mistake, fail, mess up, or come in second at anything. According to the perfection order, success requires a perfect score, or you forfeit your right to it. Apparently, failure is not a learning curve because failure is not an option. 7. The independence rule. If you have an independence rule in your success contract, you probably don't like to burden other people with your problems. In fact, you prefer to be self-sufficient because you believe that asking for help is illegal. The independence rule states that you must reinvent the wheel and pedal on alone if you are to win prizes that mean anything. Failure. To be successful, a person must have a failure policy that is honest and effective. A failure policy is a similar idea to the success contract. Both your success contract and your failure policy sit in the back of your mind beneath a pile of thoughts. The success contract represents your philosophy and beliefs about success, and your failure policy represents your attitude and approach to failure. Everyone has a failure policy. It is written from experience. Most people's failure policy begin with a big headline in bold type, "Try not to fail," or "Don't ever fail." This is highly commendable. Unfortunately, most of us do experience failure. A less robust policy might advise a defensive, "deny until death" approach, a non-accountable, run like hell strategy, or blame someone quick routine. A failure policy that is not wise and intelligent can easily block success and can also invite more failure. People who face failure with courage and openness stand every chance of more success. Straw into gold questionnaire. To find the answer to a challenge or problem, a person has to first find the right questions. Those questions are invitations to think deeper, wider, and higher than before. Each question is also a challenge to reach past your own familiar psychology and allow for higher guidance. The Straw into Gold questionnaire is designed to help people use the intelligence principle, which states that everyone has the answer to every challenge he or she meets. Each question is based on a principle of inner alchemy, such as the vision principle, the value principle, and so on. Begin by calling to mind a challenge, then ask yourself each question and listen inwardly for guidance. 1. Vision principle. What is the fear? 2. Wisdom principle. What is the truth? 3. Intelligence principle. What is the highest thought? 4. Choice principle. What choice do I have? 5. Learning principle. What is my lesson here? 6. Alchemy principle. What is the gift here? 7. Reciprocity principle. What do I commit to? 8. Synergy principle. Who can help me? 9. Trust principle. What shall I trust? 10. Purpose principle. What is my real goal? Success intelligence is the ability to process pain and choose success, feel fear and choose wisdom, be sad and choose hope, acknowledge anger and choose creativity. It is important not to let life's setbacks sidetrack you or derail you from your true purpose. And a wholehearted commitment to your real goals is a powerful immunity against unnecessary distractions arising in the first place.